Right now, though, it is time for the Morning Munch. This is where we get into God's Word to get our day started out right, get ourselves focused on what God is doing. And joining us this morning for our Morning Munch, Mr. Jeff Howe.
Okay, as I try to get you focused on God for the day, it's morning. Hopefully, I can focus to do this. Still waking up here. All right, just a couple weeks ago, you know, I wasn't here. You didn't hear me on the radio because I was in a little 4-day weekend trip to the Tennessee Mountains, East Tennessee Mountains. Me and my wife love to go there, and our family, some of our family as well. We took some grandkids with us and their parents, our daughter. As it was, we were going to go tubing. Me, my daughter, and my oldest granddaughter, and my wife stayed behind to watch the 2-year-olds. And we went to a town a little down the road from where we were staying, and you got to go through some pretty big hills. But in the view, you see the mountains of the Great Smoky Mountains. And even driving down, you've got on 75, if you ever driven 75, right when you cross the Kentucky line into Tennessee, you've got this huge mountain that you got to go up, and then you're up on top of it for a bit, and then you come down and you got some smaller mountains. And there have been accidents in that mountain. And one, if you're already in that mountain, there's no detour. If you're caught in an accident there, a traffic jam, there's no place to get off.
You're just there.
You're stuck. But if you can catch it using your phone app or using the highway information signs that they have, and then you can take a detour. But taking a detour in the mountains, not quite as easy as taking a detour here in flat Northwest Ohio. So, yeah, we have those annoyances, you know, the construction that's been in Toledo forever. And then now in between Bluffton and Lima, even getting around that can be a little bit tough, but not too bad. It's just the problem is everybody's taking those detours. But you can just go a short ways, follow a parallel road, and then get around it and come back. So hardly an issue getting around a traffic jam or a construction area here in Northwest Ohio. But in the mountains, yeah, detours are tough. And it's tough on your car, too. I mean, driving up, you got to keep hitting that accelerator and use a lot of RPMs. And then all of a sudden, you got to slam on the brakes because traffic in front of you stopped. Because everyone's going at different speeds. It's really difficult driving through the mountains, and it's hard to get around because there's no straight roads. If you know, you try to avoid a lot of traffic, you've got these smaller, narrow roads that twist and turn and go up and down, and you got to be really careful. Well, often mountains are associated with trials and struggles and problems in life. And just as it is hard to drive through the mountains, it's hard to get through those mountains in life that we experience. But we know God can help us through. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So you can't make a path straight driving in the mountains. Those roads are there. But when you experience those mountain moments, those trials in life, God can kind of help you out through that. I remember flying once over the Rocky Mountains. And as we were flying over, I was looking down, just noticing how small it looked. And then God spoke to me and said, that's how your troubles, your mountains look to me. And it made me think, yeah, all I have to do is give my trials, my struggles to him. And those are nothing for him. So if I put my situation in his hands, it's a breeze. Those mountains look like nothing to God. And our experiences are nothing for him. He'll take care of us. We still have to go through those mountains, but he will help us find that way. And yeah, it's not going to be easy. You're going to have those ups and downs. You're going to have those long journeys where, you know, it might take a little while to get through or to, because of an issue, you got to take a different path and in life. And, it, you know, it may take a while to get around it, but in the end, he will be there for you. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He's made heaven and earth. These mountains are nothing for him. Put your situation in his hands, and he will get you through. Yes, the road will not be easy sometimes, but he will get you through. But he also, with Christ in us, he gives you the strength to endure and get through and even conquer those problems. Mark 11:23, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. So God is there for you. If you're going through a struggle right now, yeah, it's going to be a tough road. There may be some delays. It's going to be hard on you, just like it's hard on your car driving through a mountain. It may take a while to get through. There's going to be twists and turns and ups and downs, but God is there with you. He is going to be there by your side to help you through. In fact, giving you the strength to say to that mountain, cast it into the sea. Isaiah 41:13, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the mountains that we experience, that you are there for us, that to help us guide our paths, to straighten our paths, to hold our hand and walk us through, and even to give us strength to say to that mountain, get out of here, get out of my way, thrown into the sea. Lord, we pray for those that are going through struggles right now and trials, that you would give them that hope and that courage, that strength, the patience, all that they need to get through the trial or struggle that they are facing. And Lord, we thank you that in the end, there will be victory. They will grow, and as they learn, as they persevere and come out stronger and be able to help others that go through that mountain. And Lord, that there will be victory in their struggle or their trial, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory, and we thank you for your help. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Jeff Howe, munching with us this morning. And Jeff Howe, in addition to being your co-host here on the Wake Up Call Morning Show, is station manager for Yes FM.